This very early episode of Reader's Theater is brought to you by AMR and Paxton, Matthew, Kyle, and Gabby at the Bath branch of the Rockbridge Regional Library. 'Twas the Night Before Thanksgiving, illustrated and written by Dav Pilkey.
'Twas the day before Thanksgiving, and all through the trees the fall leaves were spinning aloft in the trees. Eight children had boarded their school bus with grins and hopes that a field trip soon would begin. They sang as they rode through autumn terrains, while visions of drumsticks danced in their brains.
O'er rivers, through woods, with winding and leaves, their school bus sailed on through the new fallen leaves. When out on the road there arose such a clatter, they threw down their windows to see what was the matter. When what with their wondering eyes should they see but a miniature farm and eight tiny turkeys.
And a little old man, so lively and rugged, they knew in a moment it was Farmer McNugget. He was dressed all in denim from his head to his toe, with a pinch of polyester and a dash of Velcro. And then in a twinkling they heard in the straw the prancing and pawing of each little claw.
More rapid than chickens, his cockles they came. They whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Ollie, now Stanley, now Larry and Moe, on Molly, on Beaver, on Shrimp and Groucho.
The turkeys were chunky with smiley beaked faces, and they greeted the children with downy embraces. So out through the barnyard they ran and they flew, and they gobbled and giggled as friends sometimes do.
Then someone spied an axe by the door, and she asked Farmer Nugget just what it was for. With a blink of his eye and a twist of his head, the old farmer told a grim tale of dread.
Tonight,
said McNugget,
this feathery beast will be chopped up and roasted for Thanksgiving feast.
The children stood still as tears filled their eyes. Then they clamored aloud in a chorus of cries.
Oh dear,
cried McNugget.
Now what should I do?
So he dashed to the well, and the teacher went too.
And they fetched some water fresh from the ground, in hopes that a swig might calm everyone down. And when they returned to quiet the matter, the children were calmer and mysteriously sadder. The boys and the girls drank up their drinks in the hay, then thanked old McNugget and waddled away.
They went to the school bus all huffing and puffing. It's not easy to walk with hot turkey stuffing. Then as the school bus drove off in the night, McNugget looked round, not a turkey in sight. 'Twas the night before Thanksgiving, and the stars above shone down on a school bus abounding with love. The very next evening, eight families were blessed with eight fluffy Thanksgiving turkeys as guests.
They feasted on veggies with jelly and toast, and everyone was thankful the turkeys were most.
So each one gave thanks for love and for living, and they all had a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving.
Again, thank you to the readers who made this group read possible, and please stay tuned in to Allegheny Mountain Radio for more seasonal stories. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.